It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
That music was really good today.
Was it especially?
I don't know. I just liked it today. Yeah,
you liked it today.
It motivated me today.
It motivated you today,
yep.
As opposed to other podcasts.
Yeah, I've been bored by it actually for the past couple podcasts,
but this time it sounded fresh and appealing to you.
It got to me. You know, this is reminding. Well, yeah. You know, I'm going to tell a quick story now.
Tell a quick story, and I'll tell you who we are and so forth.
Oh no!
Tell the story first. I want you to tell the story first.
When I was in New York about a month and a half ago, or however long it was, but a month ago. I was, this is only really for the New Yorkers out there who are listening, but there is a thing where when you're in the subway, you can open the emergency gate.
Okay.
Okay. And it, you know, like an alarm goes off. People do it all the time for no reason. It's obnoxious. It's annoying. Guy walks out of the subway with, I'm not kidding you, this guy is in shades in the subway station, okay, on an overcast day, in shades in a business suit, and he's walking with a Hasidic Jew. I don't understand it. I'm not going to pretend to understand it.
Nice.
And someone pulls, you know, it's the alarm thing with the gate. And the guy, I overhear him go, and I'm not going to say exactly what he said, because then, you know, all the kids listening wouldn't be happy. Let's just say he swore. He said, oh, I hate that sound. But you know what? It motivates me.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then walk through the turnstiles to get out.
And on that happy note, welcome to Things That Matter
with
Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. How could we not be motivated to do this podcast after that motivating story?
Isn't that a motivating story? Ooh. This is a guy. You know what? This is a guy who I'm never going to be. That's just,
that's
you
right.
know, that's the thing. I just don't understand it.
A subway and a Hasidic Jew.
Anyways, however, but whatever. So, Nevin.
Michael.
We've got something we need to talk about.
Oh, no.
Yes, we do.
No.
And I sort of was doing that in a weird way to delay the inevitable, that whole story and the whole interrupting you thing, but we're here.
Okay, we are here.
We brought up your wedding registry a couple weeks ago. What was it? Maybe 3 weeks ago or so?
3 or 4 weeks ago. Yeah. I know you're going to bring this up because a wedding is coming up.
It's a couple of days.
Now.
Oh, is that a couple of days? God, that's right, a couple
yeah,
days.
Yeah, a couple of days. Know that since you're in the wedding.
Oh, yeah, I should probably get my tux.
Yeah, that would help. That'd be nice.
Here's the situation. I had not looked at your wedding registry up until now, to be honest with you.
Well, you're ahead of the game. I haven't looked at it at
all. Okay. So we decided, since we've got the internet right here, and even though this might be a little annoying because you might hear some clicks and everything, guys, it's worth it because we're going to go surf the internet and look at your wedding registry.
Who's this we? You said we decided? We didn't decide anything. You arbitrarily decided to look at my wedding registry.
Whatever you want.
And look at it on the podcast.
I think this was your idea, but that's okay.
Anyways. I don't give
so
a
Nevin,
damn registry.
So, Nevin, which one would you like to look at first? Your Macy's registry or your Bed Bath & Beyond registry?
We have two?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Your
fiancé, Ramona Shelburne, registered on weddingchannel.com.
There's a weddingchannel.com?
I had never heard of this either.
What is this?
So what do you want?
I guess let's go with Macy's, I suppose.
Macy's, we are
Macy's.
There.
That's the expensive one.
So let's see.
Two
now, how
places.
Would you like to do this? Would you like, how would you like to do this, Nevin? Should we see what has been purchased for you?
I guess let's go with what's been purchased.
It's up to you.
Let's go with what's been purchased. I don't know what else. What else do you do on a wedding registry?
I wouldn't know.
So,
well, Nevin,
so you're listing options we don't have.
You have purchased. Someone has purchased for you a 77-piece set of stainless steel, like forks and knives.
How much?
Well, it was on sale for $150.
What? Are you serious?
Regular $285.
$150 for spoons?
77 of them.
Why do I need 77 spoons?
I'd like to note, however, that no one has bought you a great bowl yet.
Oh, heavens.
However, someone has bought you a comforter.
See that?
Yes.
For
$320.
Whoa!
Yeah.
See, now that goes to my theory.
Okay.
Just give me the money. I like the comforter, but I have a comforter at home. I'm happy with the comforter at home. Why do I need another $300 comforter?
Yeah, that's a low-level PlayStation 3 right there.
Yes. Good point.
Thank you.
Is that on the registry?
No.
Of course not.
The Cellar Silhouettes 16-piece glassware set has been purchased for you from your $22.
Oh, Jesus.
16-piece glassware. Don't you have glassware?
Yes, I have glasses,
okay.
Mike.
Curious.
I use them on a regular basis. I'm happy with them.
A blender has been purchased.
Of course.
For $100.
For a blender? You know, the blender we got is $20 and works fine. I put bananas in it. I blend grapes. Well,
you blend grapes.
I blend grapes. Okay. It's actually pretty good.
Okay. Let's see. You got your toaster oven.
Oh, thank God. Yep. With the toaster that cooks four pieces of toast at once that we'll never, ever use. How much was that toaster?
$60.
Money uselessly spent.
You also got your microwave.
No, I like that.
Yep, for $150.
That I'll use. Okay, now, that highlight
you
that.
You have not, however, received your George Foreman grill.
Damn it.
Yep.
How much was that?
$200.
You mean to tell me that someone buys $200 worth of spoons, but they don't buy $200 for a George Foreman grill?
You know.
That I can cook healthier burgers and hot dogs?
I know. I'm just... Okay. You have been purchased a 10-piece cookware set.
Okay.
For $400.
What? No. No. That's wrong.
$100?
No. American?
Yes.
What?
And that...
I want to cuss. I want to cuss right now. Seriously.
I would like to note that was not on sale.
$400 for contemporary nonstick 10-piece set. What comes of what?
Well, sure, let me see if we can click through.
What's on here? What is this?
Nevin, you are going to get omelet pans.
There are pans for omelets?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've actually used them.
How does that work?
They're for eggs. It's just... It.
Omelet pans for eggs. Thanks.
I've never heard them called omelet pans. Usually just egg pans. They're shaped so that, you know, it's like if you're doing like... You know, actually, I guess if you're doing an omelet, it's like the shape is easier to mold them and all that stuff. Anyway.
$400, Mike!
Uh-huh. You got tempered glass lids that nestle within the pieces for a clean look.
To impress who? The people who are doing the cooking? Ramona? She wants $400 to be spent with her to impress herself when she makes omelets?
You also received a 15-piece bakeware set for a mere $90.
Which we never bake.
Right.
Never make muffins.
Let's see what else you need, Nevin. Isn't this exciting stuff, ladies and gentlemen?
This is so depressing.
That's all you've got.
And where are we going to put this stuff? I don't know where to put
now,
the $400.
You do also have your Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, God.
I don't
even want to know.
Nevin, you got... Another 16-piece dinnerware set.
How many 16-piece dinner sets do we possibly have in need?
Actually, I apologize, Nevin. You got.
It's scary that you're going to laugh.
Three 16-piece dinnerware sets on Bed Bath & Beyond. Three. Not one, not two, but three. All right, very good.
I mean...
Okay.
We have no room for this.
You know, the silk tablecloth.
Oh, joy.
You have a 2-quart tea kettle.
A 2-quart tea kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Being the tea-loving son of a bitch that I am.
You have a stainless steel ladle.
Oh, a what?
A ladle.
What's a ladle?
Soup. Ladle soup out of the pot.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
A big soup spoon is what you're saying.
Uh-huh. It's $12.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So someone bought me a spoon to scoop soup.
Someone also bought you a pasta fork.
A pasta fork.
Yeah.
Why don't... This is insane. I mean, what, is it like an individual size pasta fork?
I don't know.
They make...
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I agree.
I don't need a pasta fork.
You also got some tongs.
Tongs are useful. I like tongs.
A jar opener.
Of course. Well, that never hurts.
A swivel peeler.
A swivel peeler?
Now, my personal favorite is someone got you a meat tenderizer.
That's so helpful. I mean... For the amount of time that we tenderize our meat. Doesn't meat already come tenderized these days? When do people hit their own meats when you're not at the butcher?
Yeah, it's a good point.
No, Mike, it's an excellent point. Yeah. It's the point.
Wow,
it's the key point.
Up.
I'm
okay.
mad.
Okay.
I haven't gotten over that. You know what pisses me off?
Yes.
This is what pisses me off.
Sure.
Okay? We've gone through a good $1,200 or $1,300 worth of stuff
here. Yeah,
we have
spent 10 minutes on this.
Okay, how long have we...
Yeah, about 9
minutes
on this.
Okay, so we've spent 10 minutes talking about $1,300 worth of items that have been purchased.
Yep.
That money could have gone to us. We could purchase it of things that either were going to be used or we could have saved that money, used that money.
That's true.
Taking that money to the track. Something, anything.
You also now have 8 hand towels and washcloths and... You have a $140 storage bench.
A storage bench
uh-huh.
to store things when I have no room for the bench itself.
What can I say?
There's nothing to
Welcome
say.
Welcome to married life, Nevin.
This sucks. I'm not even married yet, and I'm already depressed.
You know what? There you go.
What am I going to do with this stuff, Mike? Seriously, I'm going to store it at your house.
Where are you going to store it at my
house? I don't know,
okay.
but you have more room than I do.
That's true.
I can't put it in my car.
Wow. Well, there you go. Someone bought you $400. Like, what was it?
Who? I wonder. Does it say who buys these things?
No, it doesn't.
That I'm curious about. Who bought me the $400 omelet pans? And why? What were you thinking?
I don't think those were $400, but maybe they were.
I honestly. That's,
oh no, you're right. They were.
They were $399.99.
$400
to make which you correctly pointed out is used for eggs.
Yes,
thank
did.
You.
I thank, wish, you're welcome.
It helped. That doesn't
no,
soften
I,
the blow.
I yes, never mind. Okay.
Oh my stars!
There you go.
And you know what pisses me off is that we have a really stupid letter. We have a second stupid letter in a row.
Oh, do we?
And it's again, it's some.
Well,
some,
hey, just tell people how they can contact.
Oh,
us.
I'm sorry. I'm so worked up right now.
I know.
Yeah, you can send your stupid letters to us in a couple of ways.
You can also send your non-stupid letters to us, guys.
If we ever get one. I mean, this yeah. month has been a thing for stupid letters.
I know.
I mean, oh, damn. Leave us an email at MikeAndNev@Yahoo.com. Leave us an email at MikeAndNev@Yahoo.com or send us a comment to MikeAndNev.blogspot.com. And this week's letter, Mike, comes from Martin in Toronto.
Okay.
Martin in Toronto, who is writing us and... This is just a stupid, stupid. Our second stupid letter in a row
from Canada.
From Canada. I don't know, and I don't want to bash.
Second. Was the other guy named Martin too?
I think he was.
Oh my God, is this the same
That's
person?
That's right. No, because they had the Martin from. I didn't even realize that you brought that up. Martin from Montreal last time, who asked how you felt about turning 25, and you tried to connect it with him turning 23, which made no sense since you guys didn't know each other.
I was tired last week. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but and then you had. But you don't remember the letter. It wasn't worth remembering. Don't even worry about it.
No, but go ahead. Okay.
Anyway, and now, Martin from Toronto, who writes this.
Yeah.
Dear Mike and Nev, what do you think of cough drops?
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. As from Martin in Toronto.
Oh, my God. This is the same person. All right, you know what?
You think? It has to be.
Come on.
It has to be.
Come on. I mean, how do we know that Toronto, and where was the other guy from? Montreal?
Allegedly.
Yeah, how do we know it's always the same places? I mean, no one knows. No one lives in there. Come on, it's Canada. All right.
Let's assume it's the same guy, and Montreal and Toronto are the same city.
I mean, come on. Let's assume.
Let's assume.
You're a jackass. Okay, we're done. All right, yeah. That's it. That's our response.
That's what
we
think of cough drops. Very jackass.
Good.
Only jackasses use cough drops.
God.
I hate that. So, please, people, send us, like, real letters. I mean, decent letters. Anything. Or send us a reason why you're asking about us about cough drops. Something. Gives them substance. This actually, I think, replaces candied yams as our dumb letter.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Since we launched this podcast. And the only reason why candied yams is not the dumbest is because the candied yams question came up like twice.
Yeah.
By totally random people. This is stupid. This is just dumb. Martin, and we're assuming it's the same Martin.
Yep.
And if it's a different Martin, that's just weird.
Yes,
is it possible that there are two stupid Martins in different parts of Canada who would send us two stupid letters?
We don't know it's two different parts of Canada.
So two Martins in the nation of Canada who sent us two completely different letters that were both stupid on consecutive podcast weeks.
We will have to investigate this.
Interesting. I don't know.
Interesting.
Well,
we'll figure it out.
Anyways, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. When you next hear us, I'm going to be married.
And have no place to put all of the crap that you just got on your wedding registry.
I'm not looking forward to those omelet pans. Yeah.
You are a little bit.
I'm really not.
Come on,
no, I'm not.
Just a little bit.
I'm not. I'm serious.
Okay.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay.
I don't even want to see it, honestly.
Okay.
It's I don't even know. It's going to be months before you even take it out of the box.
Okay.
So anyways, for Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. Is it Things That Matter?